The learning tonight should be a schus for Chaya Rocha Baschana Miriam. She's sick in the hospital. She should have her refuah. We left off last week on Chof Hey on the base. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machloikis bisham and bisilo. If a woman is a soita, the husband, there was kino yastira, the husband want her. He's choshed her business, haltistiri mishplaini, and she does stira. So then it's considered a suffix whether zinsa or zinsa. Mi suffix, she's asur labayla. That's called the soita suffix. Soita vada is if you have two edim who know that vada is zinsa. So you have a lav, a soita suffix, whether it was kina stira, there's no lav, but there's an isar asev in itmo. So the husband has to bring the wife to the Beis Hamikdash. She drinks the mayim amarim, and if she survives, then it's nizbara that she's loizinsa. And if she gets sick, so then it's nizbara that she is insa. The Torah promises this miracle min hashamayim. So there's a machlokes b'shamim and misil. What if the husband dies before he has a chance to bring the wife to the Beis Hamikdash to drink the mayim amarim? Does the wife have the right to collect the ksuba or not? If the woman is zinsa, so she ruined the marriage, so she's responsible for ending the marriage, so she loses the ksuba. If the wife is lo zinsa, so every woman is entitled to collect ksuba. So here it's a suffix zinsa, suffix lo zinsa. So what do you do if you have a suffix mamayna? So the klal is suffix mamayna lekula. What do you mean lekula? Whoever is muhzak keeps the money. Hamoitza machavera, all of her eyes. So who's muhzak? So on the one hand, the husband has the money in his bank account. He died, so the Yorshim have the money in their bank account. So they're muchzak. That's how we paskin, like Beis Hillel, that the husband is the muchzak. And Beis Shammai hold that since every woman has a shtar ksuba, and even if she doesn't have a ksar shtar, it's a takonas hatanoim. It's called a maisa bezdin. It's considered as if there were a shtar. So because there's a shiba nochasim, so the wife is considered the muchzak. So it's a machlokes hatanoim b'shamim misil. Who is considered the muchzak in this case? So the Gemara expresses itself with this lashonis. Beis Hillel hold shtar chayv haimed ligvis. It's the top line on chofem beis. Beis Hillel's opinion shtar chayv haimed ligvis. The shtar is the ksuba. Shtar haimed ligvis lav kigavi domi. It's not considered as if it's collected. So the money is tachas the muchzakis of the husband and of the children. The husband died. So the children are muchzak. And Meshamei hold, Shtar Choyv HaMelik V'Skigobi Domi, and because she has Sheba Nechosim, and Sheba Nechosim means Akinya Lachatzoyin, as if the karka of the husband is Niknis, as if the karka is Konei to the wife, so it's considered that the wife is the muchzak. So the Gemara used such an expression. They say Shtar Choyv HaMelik V'Skigobi Domi, HaMelik V'Slav Kigobi Domi. So Tosfos starts flying through all of Shas. The Tosfos here, it's a very fascinating Tosfos. It has nothing to do with Am Sichta, but it's just a Lashon of the Gemara. Something is Oimed Ligbus, is it Kigavi Domi or not? So Tosfos says, Lav Kigavi Domi, and Chofemi Beis. Lav Kigavi Domi. So there's a din, Peiris that are attached, there's a din of Karka, and there's a din of Metaltalim. They're different Kinyonim, for Karka, for Metaltalim. If you sell and you're overcharged, so there's a din, there's no din of Ainoa by Karka. There's no penalty of Vainua. The Avera Vainua applies to Karka also, but there's a penalty. If you overcharge, so then sometimes you can ask for the extra amount back, and sometimes the one who was cheated can back out from the whole deal. So the penalty of Vainua only applies to Metaltlim. There's no penalty by Karkos. Eino no le Karkos. Or other dinim. There's no din of Me'ila if someone, in the end of Parshas Vayikra, is the din of Moel Behegdush. So the din of Mila Behegdush only applies to Metaltlim, there's no Mila Bekarkos. Many, many, many different dinim. And the Shvoyim ala Karkos, there's no Shvoy Derais on Karka. If you give Karka for Pid, you're not Ben, you're not Yotze. You can give, you don't have to give cash, but you have to give Metaltlim. If you give Karka, you're not Yotze, Pid, you're not Ben. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rameh and Chachamim. What if you have Peris HaOimdas Libotzer? I have the Peris are fully ripened. And if I leave them on the tree any longer, they're not going to grow bigger and bigger. If you have a sroigim and leave them on the tree, they just get bigger, bigger, bigger. Ain't a dove a soft, a gigantic sroigim. But all other fruits reach a point that that's it. It's not going to grow anymore. If you leave it on a tree, it's going to start rotting away. So that's a machlokes from there in the Chachamim, where they say, ha'omed libatzer kibatzer dami, ha'omed libatzer lav kibatzer dami. The rule is mechuba lekarka dina kikarka, but what if it's mechuba lekarka, but it's ha'omed libatzer? Or an eved is hukish lekarkos. Eved k'nani has a din like karka benegeit to certain dinim. Let's say ein me'ila bekarkos, if somebody's moil behegdish, so the din of me'ila that you have to pay care of mechaymish and you have to bring an asham me'ilas, is only if you moil behegdish. If the Hegdish was metaltalim, if the Hegdish is karka, there's no din of me'ilah. So let's say somebody donated an Eved Kenayni to Hegdish, and I get Hanoah from the Eved Kenayni. So the din is no me'ilah, ain't me'ilah, but Eved Kenayni, because I bought him huksha l'karkos. So what if the Eved has hair, and I get Hanoah from the hair? So the hair is like, just like there's a din, mechuba l'karka, dina k'karka, so mechuba to the Eved is dina kev. What if he has such long hair, he needs a haircut? He's holding by going. Is before it's like Vayma, and he hasn't taken a haircut since Pesach. He needs a haircut now. So what's the din if he have ser haimili gozes? Is it kegozes dami or zalav kegozes dami? So Tosfos says that has nothing to do with this machlokes. It's totally unrelated. The lashon Gemara is similar. Shtar haimili gozes kegavi dami lav kegavi dami. There ser haimili gozes is kegavi dami kegozes dami, not kegozes dami. But it's totally unrelated. That's this a shaila who's called muchzot. There is a shaila mechuba lekarka dini kikarka. What if it's mechuba lekarka, but it's ultimately gozes from the karka? Then there's a mishnah in Kalim. Let's say I have a bucket that's tameh, and I want to be toivelin in the mikveh to be metire it, and has a very long handle. The handle is too long to use. Let's say I have a pot that I cook in the kitchen. The handle is 2 feet long. It's going to get in the way. You won't be able to walk around in the kitchen. So you're going to have to cut off the handle. They made it too long. So the Kali is Tomei, I want to be Toivel in the mikveh. How much of the handle do I have to be Toivel? So the Mishnah discusses maybe only up until a point where I plan to cut it off. Because the Chelek I'm going to cut off is Kigoz's Dami, a discussion in the Mishnah. Maybe it's Kigoz's Dami, so it's not considered part of the Kali. So since it's not part of the Kali, I don't have to be Toivel that part. This is the kli, and the other is just a piece of metal. So it's not metame yet because it's called beis hastorim. If a handle, a piece of metal, a pshuti klei mateches, a piece of metal is mekabel tumi even if it doesn't have the shape of a kli. So the extra part taka will be tame, but when I'll be tovel the pot with the part of the handle that belongs to the pot, and the rest is not part of the kli. So then it can't be metame de kli because that's called maga beis hastorim. So maga beis hastorim is not metame. That's how the Mishnah says. So there, there's also a discussion. They say, amili gozes ki gozes dami anat. How much do you have to be
tame? All these things here require an action. That's tamazai. This requires an action. Either cut off the handle or... It's not...
Yeah, in our Gemara, we're not talking about any action. In our Gemara, we're just talking, what's the nature of shiba nechosin? They shamei hold because the wife has... Shiba Nechosin, man.
Can't say Peshtar is worth it. He gets Pishnayim Peshtar. It's not Moksha.
That's a Machlokes Hatanoim. The din is the Bchor only gets Pishnayim in the property the father possessed at the time of death. He doesn't get Pishnayim in Rotwi.
If he has a check or a Shtar.
So Shtar.
It's not collectible. It's collectible, but it's not there.
Right. So Shtar is a machlokes we pass and it does not get Pishnayim. Right. Yeah, each case is different. Each case is different. Take for example, we're machmir, let's say a woman has long fingernails and she wants to go to mikveh and it's time to cut off the nails. They're too long. So we're machmir that since you don't need an expert to cut off the nails, to cut off the handle of the pot, sometimes you have to have an instrument. So not everybody has such an instrument at home. So there's a discussion whether the extra part of the handle is already considered not part of the kli because you plan to cut it off or not. But the fingernails, everyone can cut off on their own. You don't have to go to the beauty parlor to cut off your fingernails. So there we say, since the fingernails are emily gozes, so it's not considered part of the body, and then it's a shayla fana chatzitza. You only have to be toivel the body with the fingers, with the nails, up until that point, and the eighth of an inch that you're going to cut off, or the third of an inch, whatever you're going to cut off, is considered a chatzitza because it's chaitzitz in between the water And it's a chatzitza, it's a miyut hamakbid. In our Torah, it's only a chatzitza if you have... What? Oh, beis hastorim, it's... There's no shayla of tuma. Maga beis hastorim... Right, so there's no... no, I don't think... It's called maga beis hastorim. It's called the part of the fingernail that's touching the rest of the hand. That's maga beis hastorim. But it's called a chatzitza mei baroi. I don't think that's called a chatzitza on the beis hastorim. If you have a chatzitza inside the mouth, that'll be a chatzitza in the beis hastorim. But a chatzitza on the fingernail is mei bachutz, mei baroi. So that is an issue of chatzitza. So that we're machmer for that. We're machmer for that. The Ravid came up with that in the Ravid wrote a separate sefer on the laws of Taras HaMishpacha. So based on his interpretation of the Gemara in Zvachim, he says that distinction. It depends whether it's easy for the person to do it on his own, or you need a mumche to take care of it. Then Tosis has other. Then there's a din. Let's say you have a esrog has a minimum size. A machlokes hatanaim where esrog has a maximum size. So we say no. Even if you need two hands to hold the one esrog, there's no maximum size. If you leave the esrog on the tree longer, it'll keep on growing. It's never gonna stop growing. But other fruits, if you leave them long, and they're not gonna grow. So there's a minimum size esrog. There's a machlokes hatanaim. Is the minimum size ke'egos, a minimum size ke'beitza. So what if I have an esrog that's the right size, but the esrog happens to be an esrog shel orla? So it's oimid l'sreifa, or an esrog shel avodah zarah. So it's a mitzvah to burn the avodah zarah. So the Gemara has a din kol haimid l'sreif kisarav dami. So we say since you need a minimum shear, and this is oimid l'sreifa, so the Gemara uses an expression, it's kitaisi mechta shiura. The chitaisi is nechash anachoshis. Moshe Rabbeinu chopped up the nechash anachoshis. So kitaisi mechta shiura means the shear that the esrog has. A lulav has to have a minimum size of 4 tefachim. So let's say it's a lulav shel avodah zarah. So it's oimed l'sreifa. So since it's a mitzvah to burn it, to destroy it, but it's going to be burned, it's going to turn into ashes. It's not going to be a solid 4 tefachim. I treat it now as if it doesn't have the chashivas of a shear. Kol oimed l'sreif kisarav dami. So the Gemara uses the lashon oimed l'sreif kisarav dami is similar to oimed ligvas kigavi dami. But it's not totally zebzat, totally unrelated. There it's a topic of shear. Whenever you need a shear, say you don't have a shear. So Tosis has at the end, they have a kasha, they don't have a teretz on it. They're bothered with a kasha. There are gemaras, but the gemara talks about Isuri Hanoa being mekabel tuma. The bizna machlek is satanayim. Kol ha'echal asher yochal, v'chol mashke she'ishos, v'chol kli yitmo. So one Tana says, kol ha'echal asher yochal, let's say chaza. Is chaza flesh mekabel tumah? Yeah, it's edible. But what if I have something that's not only... I'm not allowed to eat the chaza, anochri can eat the chaza. What if I have, let's say, food that's also bahano? So not only am I not allowed to eat, I'm not allowed to give it to a dog to eat, I'm not allowed to give it to a anochri to eat either. So one Tana is of the opinion that that's not called ochel asheye ochel. It has to be ochel shati ochel lahachil lachem. If you have basa b'chol of the flesh was roila kabel tum and the milk was roila kabel tum, then you cook it together. So the Gemara says hoysalo shasa kaisha. The flesh was roila achila and the milk was roila achila. So the basa b'chol of is also mekabel tum. But if you have something mitchilas havayase, let's say the stuff grew on the tree, from so kol zman it's mechuba lekarka, it's not mekabel tum. From the first minute that it became talush, so let's say orlo, so. Cause manas mechubit to the tree, it's not mekabel tumah. The minute you break it off of the tree, so it's already also mahanos. So it's oichel she'iati oichel hachil alacherim. So the Gemara has one Tana says that it's not mekabel tumah, and we don't pass like that. We passkin against that sheet. We passkin even oichel that are also mahanos on mekabel tumah because it's edible. A nochri can eat it the way it is. If it would be nifsal me'achil osadim, then it's not mekabel tumah. But it's not nifsal me'achil osadim. Just because I own the orla and I'm not allowed to feed it to a nachri, that doesn't make that it should not be mekabel tumah. So Tosis is bothered with akasha. They don't have a teretz. Tosis is bothered with akasha. There is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis in different, quite a few places in Shas. Is there a minimum size of food that it should be roi lekabel tumah? So the Gemara says, oichel pochas mikibetza is mekabel tumah, but it can't transmit tumah. If you have oichel that's tameh and it touches a mashke, it'll transmit the tumah to the mashke. Oichel is not metami oichel, but oichel is metami mashke. So the oichel is mekabel tum even less than a kibbeitza, but it's only metami acherim if it has a minimum size of a kibbeitza. So there's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosis, why do you have such a split? So Rashi writes in many places in the Gemara, that's the din deraisa. Oichel less than a kibbeitza is mekabel tum, and metami acherim you need a minimum shiur of kibbeitza. And the Rabbein and Tam and Tosis claims he has rice from the Gemara. Rashi answers up all the rice. And the Rabbein and Tam says, Oichel less than a kebetza is not mekabel tuma at all. That's why it's not metami acherim. And with the Rabbanim, they made a chumra that Oichel pachas and kebetza is mekabel tuma, but they never went so far to make a chumra that it should even be metami acherim. So Tosis is bothered. Tosis here is bothered with Akasha. If Oichel less than a kebetza is not mekabel tuma min ha-Torah, so even if you have orla or kloya kerem, that's more than a kibbeitza, why don't you say kitoisei mechtishur? Since it's aimed l'sreifa, so I should say it's considered as if it's all chopped up. If I have a lulav that's aimed l'sreifa, I say kitoisei mechtishur doesn't have the chashivas of four tvachim. Lulav has to be a minimum of four tvachim. And if you have an esrog, it has to have a minimum size, either minimum size of a kibbeitza, a minimum size of a keegoi. So if you have an esrog shal orla, an esrog shel avod zara, so then you say kitoisei mechtishur. I treat it as if it were chopped up and it doesn't have the hashivas of the shear. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara talks about Isuri Hanoah being mekabel tuma. Why should that be so? Why don't you say since the time of Litzreifa it should be kitoisei mechtishur, so it shouldn't have the hashivas of a kibbeitza. And according to Rabbi Natam, oichel maroni mekabel tuma min haTorah if you have a kibbeitza. And from the Gemara it appears that Isuri Hanoah are mekabel tuma min haTorah. That's Tosis Kasha. So a lot of Achredim say, wait a minute, what's the din if you have Cheerios or Wheaties, a bowl full of Cheerios or Wheaties? Each Wheatie, each piece of Cheerios itself is less than a kibbeitza. Altogether, you have much more than a kibbeitza. So what's the din when Onam Tamei touches it? Do you treat it like less than a kibbeitza because each piece is a separate unit? Or do you say, no, you have a whole bowl full of a kibbeitza over here? So what's the din when you have Kitoisei Mechtushur? You have a Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah. So lulav shel avodah zarah, since it's aimed l'sreifa, when you're going to burn it, it's going to turn into ashes. So I consider it now as if it's broken up into tiny pieces. Kitoisei mechtishur, like v'chiteis nachash nachash. It doesn't say in the Gemara that if it's aimed l'sreifa, it's kemisha eino. That's Ran and Gittin writes like that. And Daf Chof and Gittin, the Ran on the Rif. This quote in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ran says the Gemara never said kol aimed l'sreif kisarav dami that is kemisha eino. The Gemara says, if you write a get on a piece of paper that's also b'ano, so the get is good. So the Ran asks, why is it good? But if it's oimid l'sreifa, if it's a piece of paper shel avodah zarah, oimid l'sreifa should be considered kisarav dami. So the Ran says oimid l'sreifa kisarav dami only means that it doesn't have the shear that it requires. A get doesn't have a minimum size shear. If you can write a get on a tiny little piece of paper like this, it would be good. If you can have the quarter this size, the eighth this size, you won't be able to read it. But if theoretically you can write a get on a mashu piece of paper, there is no minimum size. So since by a lulav there's a minimum size, by a lulav has a minimum size, has to be a minimum of four tvachim, and the hadasim and aravos have to be a minimum of three tvachim, and the esrog has a minimum size, either keegos or kibbeitza machlokes hatanaim. When you have a minimum size, then you say kitoisei mechtishur is not kemisha eino. Oimid lisrov is not kisarav dami kemisha eino. It's considered as if the shear were chopped up. But over here, if you have a bowl full of Cheerios, a bowl full of cereal, even though each particle itself is less than a kibbeitza, altogether you have a kibbeitza. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. So the Karinor and a lot of other Achranim say, they point out that there are Rishonim, the Rambam and other Rishonim say before that it is mekabel tuma there. If you have a bowl full of Cheerios, even though each Cheerio itself is less than a kibbeitza, altogether has a kibbeitza, it is mekabel tuma. Tosfos also is...
Can't say, yeah, I'm not
eating a whole bowl full of Cheerios. If you made it, somehow it's no, if you're eating, so Tokadeh Achilos Pras is Metzarif. Yeah, eating, that's for sure. But even talking the Chefta itself, if you have two pieces of meat, so Tosis is assuming if each piece of meat is less than a kibbeitza and I touch one, and even though the two pieces are one on top of the other, but since they're separate pieces of meat, so Tosis thinks the piece that I touch, which per se is less than a kibbeitza, is not mekabel tuma. So the other Rishonim say that's not so clear. If you have a few pieces all together, even though they're separate units, since all together you have a kibbeitza, so they think that it is mitzdarf.
Well,
That's a machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam. Mitzarif. Sometimes you have a din that's Tziruf Kli. Sometimes for Kabbalah Stumah you have a din, but not like this. That's a different din. By Kochim you have a din. Kaf Achas, the Gemara says, by the Kriyas HaTorah and Chanukah, we read 12 times. Kaf Achas, Asar Zahav, Mlei HaTorah. So the Gemara says, Kaf Achas, HaKosu Asa L'chol Mashi B'Kaf Achas. If you have a Kli, if you have a Kli and you have different Macholim that are not touching each other, and Adam Tami touches one, even though he didn't touch the other one, but if it's all in one Kli, so the other thing is also Mekabel Tum. So there is a Din of Tziruf Kli. There's a Din of Tziruf Kli in Hilchos Shabbos also. Different cases where you say Tziruf Kli. Tosfos is also making an assumption over here. The Gemara never says explicitly Ki Tosei Mechtushur by Orlon Klei Akerim. The Gemara only says, the Gemara in Sukkah, only says Ki Tosei Mechtushur by Lulav Shal Asherah V'Shalir Anidachas. If it's Shal Avodah Zarah and it's Oimed L'Sreifa and it's Anisa to have it in your possession. There's a Pasuk L'Yidbak B'Yotcha Me'uma Min Acherim that goes on here Anidachas. When you have a city in Eretz Yisrael where the majority of the people worship Avodah Zarah, so whoever worshipped Avodah Zarah gets the death penalty, and you have to burn down all the property of the city, even Nichsei HaTzadikim, even the property of the people who are Tzadikim, who live in the city. You shouldn't have lived in that city. So the Pasuk says in Chumash, you're not allowed to take any of the property because it's also Ba'anoah. Lo Yidbak B'yotcha Me'uma Min Acherim. Why? Because everything that belongs to the Yerani Dachas is treated as if it's a Getchka, as if it's an Avodah Zarah. Because Rav of the people worship Avodah Zarah, so everything in the city, the possession of the people is treated as if everything is Avodah Zarah. So that Pasuk is the mocker for the din that I'm not allowed to possess Avodah Zarah in my home. Lo Yidbak B'yotcha Me'uma Min Acherim. So the Vilna Goyen, in his commentary on Hilchas Gittin, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din, that if you write a get, Anisuri Hanoah, it's good, and you don't say Kitoise Mechdushura, so the Vilna Goyen says, wait a minute, he thinks all of these Rishonim made a mistake. He writes in the Bi'ur HaGron Eben Ezra, the first siman in Hilchas Gittin, he thinks that this idea in the Gemara Kitoise Mechdushura only applies if it's Avodah Zarah, not just that it's Aymed L'Sreifa, it's an Issa L'Kaimo, but if you have Orlok L'Akerem, it's a mitzvah to burn it, but you don't have to burn it now, you can burn it tomorrow, you can burn it next week. Mitzvah Bo L'Yotcha Al Tach Mitzena, burn the Orlok L'Akerem today, don't wait to do next week what you can do today. But it's not the same as Avodah Zarah. Chometz and Avodah Zarah is Issa to keep it in your possession. But aside from Chometz and Avodah Zarah, there's no Issa to keep Avodah Zarah in your possession. You're not allowed to leave tray for food in the refrigerator, someone may eat it by mistake, a different issue. Mishum chashash takola, but it's not an isa per se. Shalom l'kaimo, so the Vilna Goyen is of the opinion that the only time the Gemara applies kitoise mechtushura is if it's lulav shal asher v'shalir v'nidachas. If it's shalav v'zorah, that not only is it oimed l'sreifa, it's an isa also l'kaimo. Tosfos extended it even to Orlo Kleakerim. So many Rishonim there on Sukkah, there's a Raivin and a Balamor on the bottom of the rift, they have a whole discussion. Half of the Rishonim say like Tosfos, half of the Rishonim say like the Vilna Goyen, that it only applies to Avodah Zarah, it doesn't. So Tosfos here extended it. Then Tosfos is fishing more Gemaras. Every time the Gemara has such an expression of Oymed Lisrav Kisarav Dami, Oymed Ligzaz Kigazaz Dami, Oymed Liktsar Kikotza Dami, so Tosfos. Chametz is a machlekes whether it's tone sreifa or just.
You're not allowed to own it. You're not allowed to keep it.
You're not allowed to keep it, but the Gemara only says that it's kitoyz mechdushure if the thing is oymed l'sreifa.
So the Vilna Gaon's specification.
He said you have to have two things. It has to be oymed l'sreifa, kol oymed l'sreif kisarav dami, plus it should be also l'kaimo. So if chametz is b'sreifa, that's a machlekes. So the ein ber chametz, the Chumash says. Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. Yom rishon means erev Pesach. You have to destroy the chametz on erev Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is ein ber chametz ala b'sreifa. The only way to fulfill the mitzvah is by burning. And some rishonim paskan like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why we're machma. We always burn the chametz. And the other tanoim, rov of that tanoim, disagree. They say hash b'sasa b'chol dover. So the din of kitoise mechtushur in the Gemara only appears by Avodah Zarah where it has two. Number one, it's oymed b'sreifa. You can say kolam ilisrof kisarv dami. Then number two, that it's ton ibud men oilam. You're not allowed to keep it in your possession. You're not allowed to own it. So the Vilna Gaon says it only applies there. Doesn't apply to Arla and Klerikim. Yeah, so Tosfos just collected every time in Shas that such an expression appears, but each case is totally unrelated to the other cases. It's just the Melitza is the same. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. Okay. Yeah. So the Mishnah had a din that if a couple are married and it's a prohibited marriage, a Kohen is married to a Grusha, or a Yisrael is married to a Mamzeres. So they're not allowed to be married like that. A Kohen Gadol is married to an Amon. He's not allowed to. So there's no din of Hashkoas HaSoita. If he brings wife to the Beis HaMikdosh, the miracle was not promised in such a situation. Rashi claims that the basis of the Mishnah is the Drush and the Sifrei, Kisiste Ishte Berei Lisha Zakas Medaber. The Rambam had a different makom. And Iko Ishma Yavam is Masha Baal Menukam Yavan. And if the Baal was the husband, was Baal Bi Asura Miyamav, then the miracle was never promised. Right? So the Mishnah has, what if he's a person who hasn't yet fulfilled, the husband has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Piriv Rivya. He's married to a woman who's unable to have children. She's an Akora or a Skena. We know she's an Akora or a Skena. So there's a Machlekes in the Mishnah. So where is it? Mishnah has Eilin is a skena v'sheina ruya leilin. So the first Tana says lo shos lo not l'ksuba v'lo shos rab lezen yachol liso ishi acheris l'lifis l'lifis hamen. Tana Kama says the Chachamim say that the promise of the miracle of Saita doesn't apply. It's a forbidden marriage. A young man who hasn't yet fulfilled the mitzvah piriruvia is not allowed to marry an akora or a skena. So it's an issa. Rav Lezer disagrees. What's an ishkan issa?
Marry another wife.
Take another one. I can't afford. He can barely afford. It's a different. That's a technicality. But you can't say that it's a forbidden marriage. You can't say well, be asura miyam. He didn't do anything wrong. What he's doing wrong is that he should marry someone else in addition. So that's a machleg satanam. So the way it says in the Mishnah, it has it by all three. It says he's married to Eilinus, Azkena, Vishena, Ruyalela. Eilinus means a woman whose body didn't develop normally. She's not a normal woman. She won't be able to have any children even with hormone injections. The whole body didn't develop normally. Skena means she's over the age. She's too old to have any children. Sheni Ruyalela means she's an Akora. So the Mishnah puts together all three and has the Machlekes, Ablez, and the Chachamim. So comes the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Baravua, that's the second line from the top of Chafeme base, and he says it's not true. Eilinus, there never was a Machlekes. Machlekes is only Bakora Skena. If the woman has a hormone imbalance, she's an Akora, or she's a Skena, she's 65 years old, she's not going to have any babies. So he shouldn't have married such a woman because he never fulfilled Piri Rivi yet. Our island is Diri Hakolo Shosvalana Telus Ksubasa. If the woman is an islandess, there's a Zocha, there's an Akeva, then there's an islandess is a different thing. There's a Saris. The Saris, the body doesn't develop like a normal male, and an islandess, the body doesn't develop like a normal female. So they really, it's not really a Zocha and Akeva. The Saris is Nishkin Zocha, and the islandess is Nishkin Akeva. Gans in a different thing. Take, for example, the Gemara learns that. The Gemara says in all of Chumash, Ein amikra yotze midei pshuta, the pshuta shal mikra is always true. And then in addition to the simple translation, there are additional drushas chachamim. Torah Shebaal Peh has additional levels of interpretation on the psukim as well. Except for the one pasuk by Yibum, where it says, V'hoya abchor shetelet, yoka moshe mochev hameis, v'leim moche shmo miYisrael. So the simple translation sounds like it says that when the brother of the Nifta marries the Almana, marries the Yavama, and they have a baby, so the first baby should be named after the one who died. And he shouldn't be forgotten. Nebuchadnezzar died and he left no descendants, so we want that his name shouldn't be forgotten. So we should name the first baby after him. So the Gemara says that Pshuto Shel Mikra is not emes at all. It doesn't mean that at all. The whole pasuk only goes for drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Every phrase in the pasuk is alluding to a different din. There is no sentence over here. Vayapchar is one din. Mitzvah begod liyabim. Asher teled prat la'ailinus. V'leim mochesh ma'risol prat la'soris. So there the din, the man died and he had no children. Mistama, he was an akar. Either he was an Akar or the wife was an Akara. They were married for 50 years, they never had any children, so there must have been a problem. But if the man who died was a Saris, then there's no din of Yibum. Or the Almana, who's waiting to have Yibum, is an Islandist, then there's no din of Yibum. A Saris is not the same as an Akar, it's much worse. An island is not the same as an Akar, it's much worse. So that's what Rav Nachman says over here. Am Rav Nachman, Machloikis, the Machloikis Hatanoim. Whether the miracle of Soita was promised in this case, where the young man didn't fulfill Piri Rivi yet, and he's married to a woman who simply can't have children, so the Machloikis is only Bakoris Kenu. But if the wife is an islandist, the miracle was never promised. Devi Hakol Lo Shoisa. You can't bring her to the Beis HaMikdash. Why should Emma? The Pasuk says, if she's innocent, Vinixa, she'll be healthy, Vinizra Azara, and she'll have a baby. But the woman's an islandist in Gansen. She's not really an Akeva. It's in Gansen, not Stama and Akora. So the Pasuk seems to be implying Misha Darka Lahazriya. It's if the wife is a normal woman, Nishkan islandist, and it's normal that she should have a baby. Yotzazu, to the exclusion of a woman who's an islandist, ain't Darka Lahazriya in Gansen, not. It's not shaykh that she should have a baby. So he claims, Rav Nachman claims, that even though the Mishnah puts all three together, Eilin is the Kenim, Shein Ruya Leilat is the Machlekes Hatanaim. So he says it's not true. Eilin is separate. L'chol Adeis, there's no Parsha of Shtiyas Mayim Amorim. And the Machlekes Hatanaim is only by Skenim, Shein Ruya Leilat. Beg the Markasha, but it's against the Beferish of Tosefta, Meisvei. The Mark quotes a long Tosefta that goes on and on and on. It goes till about 15-20 lines into Chavov and Aleph. So the Gemara finally says here, the line that begins with the word Katani Miho, Islandist. If you look in Chavav and Aleph, we're going to read it soon. The Gemara quotes this long Tosefta, and then the line begins, Katani Miho, Islandist, to Yufta, the Rav Nachman, says Beferish that there is a Machloike Satanayim by Islandist. It's not that it's Muskam L'chol Adeis that the miracle was never promised by islandists. Just like the din of Yibum V'chalitza doesn't apply. If the woman is an islandist, she's not considered even in the cave. Umar says, Tiyufta de Rab Nachman. Whenever the woman is at fault for ruining them. Right, so whenever the woman is at fault for ruining the marriage, let's say the woman curses the Shviga. So she also loses the ksuba. The woman walks around half undressed in public.
But that's not what we're talking about here.
Right. So here.
There's a
surface,
right?
Right.
That's the person making her drink the
minor aura. Right.
Now you can't do that. So the suffix.
Right. So if the husband did kinui and then she did stira, she becomes asur al baila. So she did stira, made herself asur al baila. So if she's a normal woman who can drink my mamorim, so she said, I didn't ruin the marriage. I did stira. I don't have to listen to you. You're paranoid. You're crazy. You're telling me I'm having an affair with someone else. You're paranoid. I have the right to do this. By la boyer, there's no isa yichud. She says, I didn't violate anything. And even she did violate yichud, she says, you have no right to divorce me because I'm in violation of yichud. And she says, the fact that I did stira doesn't mean anything. So if she knows in advance that she can't drink my mamarim, so by her doing the stira, she creates an isa labayla, period. She can't go back, even if it's not true that she was Mizana. But whenever you have Kina Stira, she becomes Asura Baila. So she ruined the marriage. Not
the,
only.
It works the other way around, too. The husband finds a way not to pay a ksuba. He rid his wife without paying a ksuba.
What if he wants it? He says, I'm Cheshed Yubiznus, and don't have Stira. So that's Ziyata Brera, not to do Stira. Don't do Stira. If the husband is making life miserable because he's making her crazy. So she'll go to the Bezna, she'll present the whole case, and they'll have a psychoanalyst interview the husband, and they'll say the husband has to be Meichel on the Kinui, because he's a Meshuggah. Okay. If he's making the wife Meshuggah, so you go to the Rabbanim, and you undo the Kinui. He had the Baal Shem Meichel on Kinui Meichel, so they force him to be Meichel on the Kinui. Yeah. So the key is, if the woman ruins the marriage for whatever reason, not only of Zinsa, woman ruins the marriage because she's a miserable wife. She's always mean to the husband. So it's also she loses the ksuba. That's hard to prove. So who's there in the house all the time to know that whether the wife made the marriage impossible or the husband made it impossible? But if you can ascertain that the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage, that's a din, then she loses the ksuba. So the Gemara asks, how can Rav Nachman say that Eilinus is out of the parsha, just like Eilinus is out of the parsha Yibum V'chalitza, So Eilenis is out of the parasha of the miracle over here. Gemara says it said beferish katani miya Eilenis and beferish in the brayser. Tiyufta the Rav Nachman. How can Rav Nachman claim that there never was a machlekes? Amalach Rav Nachman tanoi here. It's a machlekes hatanoi. But on the Amri ki haytana the Tanya. I have like the following brayser. There is a brayser that another Tosefta. The Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Eimer Eilenis lo shosav lo natelas ksub. Exactly what Rav Nachman said. Shenemar, based on the pasuk in Nixov in Israel Zara, if the woman is innocent, so the Torah promises that she'll be healthy, nothing will happen, and she'll have a baby. Misha darka lahazria, only if it's a normal, healthy woman who can normally have a child. Yotzit zazu, but if the woman is an ain't darka lahazria, that's abnormal. That an islander should be able to have a child, that's impossible. So the whole miracle was never promised in such a case. But you're telling me that all the other Tanoim disagree with this Reb Shimon ben Elazar. It's a machlekes Tanoim. We're going to go back to that long brisa. Just going to chazer over all the din. Those who think that Eilenis is the Zelba machlekes is Akarus Keno. It's a young man who didn't yet fulfill a mitzvah of Piriviri, and he married a woman who's a Keno, is an Akara, and she can't have a baby. So they put together Eilenis with the Akarus Keno, and they hold that even an islandess is also in the parasha. So what do you do with that phrase, v'nixov in Israel Zara? Doesn't it sound like it's coming to exclude an islandess? Fregma v'rabbanon. Those who disagree with Rab Nachman, those who disagree with Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Hai v'nixov in Israel Zara, my avdalei. What do they do with that phrase? And Marcel, boy, look at the kiddetanya. They learn pshat like the following brisa. It says in the brisa, different brisa, v'nixov in Israel Zara, shem hoisa akara nifkedes. What if the woman was married for so many years, they never had any children, because she had a hormone imbalance, she had a problem. So the Torah promises that she's going to have a baby, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. So the Omaloi Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, they both lived after the Churban Abayis. So they're discussing Vosigiven, and years before the Churban Abayis, they already discontinued Hashkos Me'asoyta. So during their lifetime, they never experienced, they never saw any woman who drank my mamar. Like all the machlokes hatanaim and zvachim and menachos, all the tanaim lived after the churban abayis. They're all arguing where was the mizbeach and where was the pareches and how do you do these kapparas? They never saw it. Rav Tarfon was b'zman abayis and after, right? He was an older contemporary, right? He was an older contemporary.
Kibbutz in time of Bar Kokhba, Bar Kokhba was 135, but was 70, so only 70 years.
Yeah.
And supposed to have lived 120 years.
Yeah. But the last couple of years of the Bai Sheni, the Gemara says, I discontinued the Maimamarim. They never saw. So Rabbi Kiva claims the Torah promises a miracle, that even if the woman is an Akara, a miracle will occur. The whole thing is the Torah is promising a miracle. That if she's guilty of Znush, she's going to die from drinking the water. There is no poison there. You mix in a Dova Mar, it's bitter, but it's not poisonous. And if she's innocent, then she's going to have a baby. So Rabbi Kiva says the whole thing is a miracle anyway. So the Torah promised, even if the woman is an akara, she has a hormone imbalance and she can physically, medically, she can't give birth to children. Torah promises a miracle. Amale Rabbi Shmuel, how can that be? Im Cain, if this is true, so every woman who has a problem of infertility should go through a whole charade. She should tell her husband, make the husband suspicious of her, and then the husband will make kina. She'll do stew. She'll come to the base and she'll have a baby. Im Kaini says, Yisasru kol akorais, all of them should do kinyas stira v'yipoktu, they'll all be blessed with children. Mizu, and the frume woman, who's a tznua, who doesn't want to violate the laws of the Torah, she doesn't want to act as if she's having an affair with someone else. She doesn't want to make a husband. Zu hol v'lo nistra, because she's a frume, hefsido, she's going to lose out. It can't be. Rabbi Shmuel says, it doesn't make sense that the Torah should promise such a miracle, that a woman who's an akor is going to have a baby. Now the pshat is like im came out the lime of an ixav nizra, but sof kol sofet. That's what it says in the chumash. She's going to have a baby. It says no. If the woman was having babies until now, but she had difficulty in labor, so now everything will go easier. Shem hoisi yoled is bitzar, yoled is berevach. And if until now every time she had a baby she had to be on bed rest and it was difficulties and problems, now it's going to be berevach. It's going to be healthier. If until now she had nekevis and she's dying to have a boy, so yoled is zecharim. The Tanoim somehow felt it's much better to have boys than to have girls. The Gemara has in brachas that if you hear the good news that your wife had a baby boy, then you say bracha tov ha-meitiv. Hear the good news your wife had a baby girl, you don't say tov ha-meitiv. Why did the Tanoim think that it's so much better to have a baby boy than a baby girl is very unclear. So they quoted the name of the Vilna Goyen because the Gemara was written before the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So before the Chemda Rabbeinu Gershom, if you have a son, he can marry five wives, if he can afford the five wives. He can marry many wives, he can have five times as many grandchildren. But if you have a daughter, the daughter can only have so many children. The daughter will have five children, ten children, whatever. But if you have a son, the son can marry five daughters, five girls, and each girl will have 10 children, so you have 50 grandchildren. That's so according to the Vilna Gaon, after the Cherem der Rabbeinu Gershom, it doesn't make a difference whether you have a boy or a girl. All this difference is Kaidim Cherem der Rabbeinu Gershom.
That's a similar button.
So they make the bracha then?
So somebody said, one of the rabbis claims that, yes, Rabbi Soloveitchik, what about today? Maybe you should say the bracha teva meita for a girl. So he said, okay. I don't know if it's authentic.
Don't make it for a boy because he's...
It's a good question. According to the Vilna Gaon, the reason why the difference between a boy and a girl, because Kodem Chem der Rabbeinu Gershom, so now we're after Chem der Rabbeinu Gershom, so there's no difference. So what's with the bracha? I don't know. I think we mentioned the past. They quote in some story in the name of the Vilna Gaon that there was such a singles problem in Vilna in the 1700s, he would have wanted to do away with the Chem der Rabbeinu Gershom. There were more girls than there were boys. So yeah. He would have wanted to permit one man should take a few wives, so all the singles will be married. All the single girls will be married. Okay. Sounds a little strange, but that's what they quote in the history books. That the Vilna Gaon would have wanted. He said he's afraid they won't listen to him, but he would have wanted to undo the Chem der Rabbeinu Gershom.
I'm afraid they would have listened to him.
Yeah. Yeah. During his lifetime, he didn't have so much influence. After he died. During his lifetime, he was in Vilna. They had Chassidish Shtiblach in Vilna. He made a cherem against the Chassidim. There were Lubavitch, there were other Chassidish Shtiblach in Vilna. And there was a whole machlekes about the Rav in Vilna. They didn't listen to the Vilna Gaon in Vilna. They didn't listen to him. After he died, so then the Talmidim started writing about him and his greatness and everything. So he became a greater Achamaisa. Yeah.
What are they showing? They show that seems to be that love is like from the Jewish world.
It's
only expression of chat, as opposed to really halacha.
Yeah, it's not a halachic issue. I don't know. Rabbi Akiva claims that the promise in the Chumash even goes on an akara. Rabbi Shmuel thinks that that's too much to expect. So he says it just goes that the labor will be easier and the birth will be healthier and the kavis. She'll have schorim kitzorim. If she has midges, you'll let us aruchim. She'll have normal height. Schorim, if she gives birth to children who are not so good looking, you'll let us levanim. She'll have white looking children. She'll have healthier children. Okay. So let's see. So we left out a whole long brisa over here. Brisa is just going to chazer over the dinim. We left off over here. Meisvei. And chof heim and beis, three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara quoted Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman claims, and then the Gemara substantiates it, that there's a Tosefta that Rav Shimon Elazar says like that. That an Eilanus is out of the running. An Eilanus is not in the parish at all. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, three lines from the bottom of Chof Heim Beis, there's a Beferisha Braisa that's going to say, not so. So what does it say? Hamakani la'aru sasoi ulush emeris yovam shalo. That's the opening line in our parak. The parak begins... The only time you have a din of soita is isha who will be nistera tachas isha, tachas baila. That's an eshesish beveis habal. Eshesish beveis habal is an esua. Arusa is an eshesish shalom beveis habal. Arusa is when you give a ring and say hariat mekudeshesli. So that's kiddushin, that's erisin. And nisuin is what we do after we read the ksuba, then you say the shever brochas, you stand under the chuppah. So that makes the nisuin. That's called hachnosa levishusai. And then she's called the Neshet Sish Beveis Haba. So this Tosefta is chazering over the beginning of the Perek. Hamakani la Rusasai Ulush Emeris Yav Mishalo. So there's no din of Hashkoa Sasaito. But the Kinoi is a good Kinoi. The Kinoi is a good Kinoi. So if she'll be Nistera, she'll become Asura. Imat Shaloi Kinsa Nistera. If she's going to have Stira, she's going to violate Yichud before he does the Nisuin. So the din is lo shos of lo natelus k'zubasa. The din of hashkas hasaita doesn't apply because it's only tachas isha, tachas habal. She's not the base habal. And because there's no possibility of her to drink the mayim amarim, so when she does this stira, she became asur al habal, isurai lamis. So she loses the k'zub. She ruined the marriage. But usually a normal woman doesn't ruin the marriage by doing stira. You have kina stira. it's possible for her to drink the Mayim Amarim, so she doesn't lose the Ksuba right away. But if she's an Arusa, or Shemeres Yavam, and there's no way out, there's no Shtias Mayim Amarim, so Lona tells Ksubasa, by doing the Stira, she loses the Ksuba. What's the din if she's on the top line? Muberes Chaveiru Uminekes Chaveiru. He married someone else's Grusha or Almana, who's either pregnant from a previous marriage. If I was married to her and she was pregnant, I got divorced, and I remarry her, that's Muberes Satzma Menekes Satzma. That's Mutter. I'm allowed to marry my own. I divorce my wife and I remarry her when she's a Muberes Menekes, that's Mutter. But if she's a Muberes Chaveiru, she's pregnant from somebody else. She got divorced from the first husband. Or Menekes Chaveiru. She got divorced, or the first husband died, and she's nursing a baby. So up until 2 years, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, whether 18 months or 2 years, that's an exaggeration. Even the Chasam Sofer writes, they quoted in the Pesachei Teshuva Ben Ezra, even in the days of the Tanoim, it was very rare that a woman would nurse a baby for a full 2 years. Most of the time it never happened. So that's why one Tana says she only has the status of Menekes Chaveiru for 18 months. And we're machmer for the full 2 years, because the whole reason why you're not allowed to marry Mubaris Chaveiru or Menekes Chaveiru, because the child that she's nursing or the child that she's pregnant with is not my child. So I may not be so conscientious. So I may make her pregnant, let's say the Menekes, I may make her pregnant again, and I won't realize that the baby is not getting sufficient nourishment from nursing on the mother. So if it's going to be my child, she's nursing my child and she's going to become pregnant again, this is my child, so I'm going to be conscientious about it. Or Muberes Chaveiru, if she's pregnant with my child, so when the husband is going to be with his wife together, Tashmish, he's going to be careful not to crush the baby. But if she's Muberes Chaveiru, he's not going to cause an abortion on purpose, but he won't be so careful because she's not carrying his child. So the whole thing is a far-fetched chashash. A man is going to be with his wife in such a way to kill a baby. The whole thing is so far-fetched, but that's what the Chasam Sofer says. The Gemara says, when it comes to Sofis Hakana, Laihocho b'pukuch nefosh esachar harayv. You have no right to follow right. If there's a white leifige, chashash sakana, you have to be concerned. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Since in the days of the Gemara, there were some people, there was a miut of people, used to nurse the baby for a full 2 years, and they didn't supplement it with any other nutritional food. So that's a chashash sakana up until 2 years. And it made a leiplug. Lo shosos because it's a prohibited marriage midrabbanan. Yeah, midatara, there's no prohibition to marry.
But if she drank, the miracle would work. If she did.
Probably the miracle would work. Midrabbanan, it's a forbidden marriage. Rashi says it depends forbidden marriage, and the Rambam says, Baal bi asura miyomav. Yeah, this appeal, according to the house, is Baal bi asura miyomav. It's a chashash ritzicha. It's a chashash killing the baby. What has it got to do with Baal bi asura? Murder is one thing, and Isa Risha is a different thing. I don't know. So that's what it says. So that was a machlokes. If you marry Mu'uberes Chaveiru, Menekes Chaveiru, so Reb Meir holds, Lo Shosos, we can't have a drink, my mom, because the marriage is a prohibited marriage. They have to get divorced, and they're not allowed to remarry. Why? Shehoi Reb Meir, Reimer. Reb Meir's opinion used to be, there's a prohibition of the Rabban, you're not allowed to marry her. If you violated it, there's a penalty, and you have to get divorced, and we don't permit you to remarry that wife. Rab Meir often, the Gemara says, Halacha ki Rab Meir b'gzeiroisof. Rab Meir had a better chush than the other Tanoim. He had good psychological insight. So whenever he makes a gzera, the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Halacha ki Rab Meir b'gzeiroisof. So this is Rab Meir's gzera. If a person violates the din of Muberes Chaveiru Menekes Chaveiru, so tell him to get divorced till the baby will be 2 years old, then he can remarry her. If you're going to let him get away with that, so bottom line, everyone's going to be violating the din. So you have to make such a strong gzera to be mechazik the Yisid the Rabbanan. And the Chachamim disagree. Yaitzi. Let him get divorced now. When the baby will be 2 years old, so then he can remarry her. You don't have to exaggerate so much. You don't have to make such a strong gzeira derabbanan. So this is the machlokes hatanaim. Is this considered a forbidden marriage? Rav Meir holds that it's a forbidden marriage because midrabbanan, that'd be mechazikit. And he said you have to get divorced and you're never allowed to remarry the woman. So with the Rabbanu, we declare this as a forbid marriage. The Chacham say, no, it's just an Isha Ritzicha. You have to get divorced now, and then when the baby's 2 years old, you're allowed to remarry her, because it's only an Isha Ritzicha. It's a Hashash Takon on the baby, but it's not that it's a prohibited marriage. So that's exactly the Machlokes HaTanaim. Rav Meir holds that it's a forbidden marriage, so it's Isha Hasura, so there's no din of Hashkos HaSoita. Chacham say it's a different Isha, it's not a forbidden marriage. Here, Tosfos, the whole Masech HaSoita, Tosfos quotes heavily from Yerushalmis, much more than in other Masechtas. Here, Tosfos quotes the second Tosfos from the top, quotes a passage from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, it says, why are you not allowed to marry Muberes Chavero, Menekes Chavero? So it says, Olav HaKosav Eimer, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Loitasik Gvul Oilam. So Hasogas Gvul means if you move over the fence and you steal the next door neighbor's field by moving over the fence. So the pasuk says, Al Tasik Gvul Oilam, don't be Masik Gvul at anybody else. Uvizdei Yisaimim Al Tavoy. So the simple pshat is, don't steal from the Yisaimim. Asode is a field. So the Yerushalmi is reading it like a play on words. Shadayim are the breasts that the mother nurses the baby. So the pasuk, the real pasuk, says, "Bizdei Yisaimim Al Tavoy, don't steal the field of Yisaimim." If my next door neighbor is an adult and he knows where the fence was, he's not going to let me get away with it. He's going to call the police. Next door neighbor died and the children are young. They don't know where the fence was. They don't know what's going on. So the pasuk says, don't steal from the assignment. Don't think you're going to get away with it. So the Yerushalmi interprets an additional level of interpretation or a pun. The Shadayim of the assignment, don't steal away the nourishment that the assignment need. If you're going to marry Muberes Chaver, Menekes Chaver, she's going to become pregnant from you, the Menekes Chaver, so you're going to be stealing away the milk that they deserve. That's a famous line, all the Achronim quote that Yerushalmi. Then Tosis continues to quote the next line in the Yerushalmi, which has nothing to do with Meberes Chaver, Menekes Chaver. On the margin, on the left hand side, it says, Ayin bi Yerushalmi dekoya a'ailanis. There was a machloikis, see, Rab Nachman claims, there never was a machloikis by islanders. If the woman is an islanders, just like islanders is not in the parsha of Yibam Machalitza, islanders is not at all in the parsha of Saita. The promise of the miracle of Saita was never promised if the woman is an islanders. But the Mishnah doesn't say like that. The Mishnah is the other Tana. Gemara says, Rab Nachman holds like the Tana, Rab Shimon ben Elazar, and the Mishnah is not so. So the Shalmi presents it. There was a machlokes HaTanaim, if he's a young man, if he's an older person already, he's in his 80s, and he marries a woman who can't have any children, he can't have children either. He's too old to have children. But if he's a young person, and he married a woman who's not a bas banim, so there was a machlokes in the Mishnah. So the Tanakhama says that's a prohibited marriage. So he cannot bring her to the Beis HaMikdash to have Hashkoas HaSoita. And Rabbi Lezer disagrees, says, why is it a prohibited marriage? He can marry another woman in addition. So the whole machlokes Rav Lezer and the Tanakam is only, that's what the Yerushalmi says, Umodim chachomim leRav Lezer. The only time there's a machlokes is if he's only married to the Akora, to this Canaanite islanders. What if he has two wives? He has a young, healthy wife who can have children. She didn't have any children yet. And he's married to this Canaanite, to this 70-year-old woman. So Umodim chachomim leRav Lezer, Shimhoyu labanim, Visha, if he already has children. He had children from a previous marriage. And he's married to an Akora. So, Ois Machlaikis, there's no Machlaikis. He already fulfilled Piriv Rivi. Or, he doesn't yet have children. He has another wife, a younger wife, who is able to have children. So, he's not in violation of any Issa by being married to the second wife. This is Kaidim Dechem Rabbein Geshem. He can have two wives. So, one wife will be a Baspanim, one wife will be a Nishkin Baspanim. So, that's not a problem. In that case, everybody will agree, she can drink the Maim Amor. What if the Yerushalmi continues? What if Hoylo Isha Bonim Umesa Ben Kinu Listira? What if he was married to two wives? This young man is married to a girl his age who's a Bas Bonim, and he's married to an older woman who's 75 years old, 50 years older than him. And then he's Mekane, the Zekena, he does Kinui. And then before she does Stira, the children die, or the other wife dies, ben kinui listira. So by the time she does the stira, and by the time he brings her to the Beis HaMikdosh, now he's not allowed to be married to her. So now it's going to be a machlekes Tanakama and Rav Lezer. According to the Tanakama, he's not allowed to be married to her. But originally he was married behetter. when the whole story began, it was beheta. So then Yerushalmi says, that's okay.
B'shas
kinui. It was beheta. Kvar niris lishtois. Since when the kinui began, when the whole story began, it was a permissible marriage. So then there wouldn't be a machlekes in such a case. So that's what the Gemara continued. This Tosefta, this is a long Tosefta. Here we're on the sixth line from the top. The Harova. Harova means a young man who's a Ben Bonim. A young man who should marry a young girl, can have children. Harova Shanasa Akoras Keno, the Elo Isha Bonim Meikor. He doesn't have another wife from before. If he already fulfilled Pirvit of you, so let him marry his Keno. There's no problem. But if he didn't yet fulfill Pirvit and doesn't have another wife, so the din is Lo Shosu Lanatalis Ksubasa Rablazam Yachol Lisa Acheres Livis. That was the machlokes in the Mishnah. Aval, so all of this is the first half of the Tosefta. Then it says the Tosefta began Hamakana La Rasasai, and then she had the stira Achaloi Kinsa. The kira and the stira were before the Nisuin. Now the Tosefta has the contrast. Aval, if he's Makani La Rasasai La Shemer Siam Shalom. And she does the stira after he married her, after the nisuin, then she can have my mamarim. Just because the kinui was during erisin, that's not a problem. As long as the stira was during nisuin. So then the din is, oshosa olantelus ksubasa. She has the right to drink the my mamarim, and therefore the stira itself does nasa labala, because it's still a hetam. Or muberes aminekas hatzmo, in contrast to the resha. The top line of Chavav and Manal talks about, I married muberes chaver aminekas chaver. I married a woman who's pregnant from a different man, who's nursing a baby from a different husband. What if I divorced my wife, and I remarry her, and she's pregnant with a baby that's my child, muberes hatzmo, uminekas hatzmo, she's nursing my baby. So that's permissible. That's not a shaila. I'm allowed to remarry my own wife. Mabera satsma mineka satsma is permissible. So therefore, osho so olon telos kubosa. There is a din of hashkoa satsoito, and if she doesn't want to drink, so she loses the ksub. If she's prepared to drink, she won't lose the ksub. Haroive, what if he's a young man? Haroive means a young man able to have children. Shanasa akoras kenev yeshla isha banim. He married an older woman who can't have children, but he's married to another woman also who can have children. So then there's no machlekes rablezen nachachamim. Everyone will agree. That's what Taisus quoted the Yerushalmi. That's in the Bavli also. That's part of this Tosefta. So in this case, since he has Isha Banim, everything is permissible. Osho, Solana, Tosfos, and normal. Then the Tosefta continues. What if a Mamzer is married to a Mamzeris? Eishes Mamzer la Mamzer. Eishes Nosin la Nosin. A Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Mamzeris. A Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Sos. A Mamzer is allowed to marry a Mamzeris. So let's say a Mamzer is married to Mamzeris, Beheter. And then he's Choshen HaBiznus, Kidin Estira. So the Braisa says, a Chiddush, that he's allowed to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the Mai Mamor. So the Gemara is going to ask, why is it a Chiddush? What do you want him to do? A Mamzer wants to get married also. He marries a Mamzeris, it's Beheter. So why is that a Chiddush? That Eish is Mamzer la Mamzer, a Nasin, the Nesinim, or the Zainum is the Chite Amar Aprizai Musiv Agirgoshi. So the pasuk says Loisis Chatnim Bam. Even after they convert, you're not allowed to marry them. But the Nasin is they're called the Sinim because Vayitim Yeshua the Chot Veetzim and the Shoah Vimain. So Vayitim Yeshua goes on the Zainum is in his Gairah, the seven Umas who used to live in Eretz Yisrael in the time of Kibush HaOretz. So Eishes Nasin le Nasin, if a Nasina married a Nasin. So that's permissible. A Yisrael is not allowed to marry an Asina. A Yisraelis is not allowed to marry an Asin, but an Asin is permitted to marry an Asina. They're both psuli called to the same extent. So it's a permitted marriage. So if he's choshed, the wife is not, so she can drink the maimamor. And the same thing that Bryce says, the miracle was promised even if the man is a ger. Let's say a ger is married to whomever. A ger married a Yisraelis, a ger married a Gioris. It doesn't make a difference. So if the ger is married, there's also a din. I was going to ask Pshita, the ger is Jewish. What's the chiddush? The esh is ger, the eved meshuchar is also a ger. If he used to be an eved and the odon was meshachar him, and then he goes to the mikvah and becomes Yisrael gomer, so that's like a ger shen is gar. He used to be less than Yisrael. He used to be an eved knaini. Eved knaini is only chayv mitzvahs ki isha. And then it becomes Meshuchar, the Adnan frees him, and he goes to the mikveh, becomes Yisrael Gomer, it's like a ger. And he's married, so it's Beheta, so there's no problem. Or Islandus, the same thing. So it says, this is a regular case. Oshosa, Olon Tausbos, Islandus is a regular din. So Gemara says, Katanim Bia Islandus, that contradicts Rav Nachmar, says, yeah, it's a machlekes satanoi. So now the Gemara is going to comment on all the other cases. That's where we left off, about 15 lines from the bottom of Chavav and Aleph. The Gemara quotes the caption from the Braisa. Eshes Mamzel and Mamzel. Usually when you have a caption in the Gemara, they're quoting lines from the Mishnah. But here we already finished the whole Mishnah. So here they quoted a long Tosefta, that 30 lines, 40 lines long. And now they're going to quote captions from the Tosefta and give a running commentary. Eshes Mamzel and Mamzel, Fek Mar Pshita. What's it then? It's a permissible marriage. What's the Chiddush that there's a din of Hashkoas HaSoita? And for the Gemara, Mahu Detema, one might have said, the whole purpose of Soita is that the husband, maybe he's paranoid, maybe he's crazy, maybe he's making up a whole story, maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. But the Torah wants to make Shalom Bayis, that the couple should be able to live in peace and harmony together. And they should be able, Vinixav and Israel, is how she should have children. So Mao de Tema, one might have argued the point and said, the Torah is going to promise a miracle in such a case that the Mamzeris is going to have a baby from a husband, the Mamzeris is going to be more Mamzerim in the world. One might have thought, Afushi Psulim, Loy Leifish, the Torah is not interested in being marbe, more mamzerim in the world. Kamash Molan, the Brisa says, bottom line, it's a permissible marriage. What do you want from the guy? He's a mamzer. What do you want him to do? Hatnish Kembrera? So Kamash Molan. Taka, that's the question. What does a mamzer do? Let's say a man is a mamzer. So he wants to fulfill Piri Verivya. He's got to marry a mamzeris. It's permissible. All the children will be mamzer.
He has a fee of Piri Verivya.
The Minchas Chinuch raises the question: does he have a chiyuv piri v'rivya? Should we say this svara? Afush psulim loy leifish. Maybe there's no chiyuv piri v'rivya.
A mamzeris falls to yibum if the brothers are mamzeris.
Yeah.
So he's
makayim shem achiv. Yeah. Mamzeris falls to yibum even if the brother is nishken mamzer, even if the surviving brother is not. But atari you're allowed to do birishay, no? Because esed dechaloy sesei. They prohibited Yibum, they prohibited even the Birishani, because they're Birishani ought to be a Shneir. But Menatari say,
this is more than
Lo
Sase, it's a Lo Sase plus.
Why is it a Lo Sase?
Because if the brother's not a Mamzer, he's allowed to marry Mamzer.
No, that's the Esed Dechel Lo Sase. The brother is Nishke Mamzer. The fact that it's always a sister-in-law, that's Mutter. Eshesach, that's every case of Mutter. But even if the sister-in-law is a mamzeres, and the brother-in-law is a brother nishke mamzer, said that's eser decheloi sesi. But since it's only muta bir rishayna, because the mitzvah is only on the bir rishayna, the bir shneir is going to be aser. Normally, the bir shneir is muta because I marry her, says nasis ki ishtoi. But if the only heta on the bir rishayna was b'toris eser decheloi sesi, then the Gemara says bir shneir is forbidden. So they asked it midirabbonon. Yeah, but minatari even do yibum. So that's the issue. What the Minchas Chinuch raised the question, what do you tell people? We live in a generation where so many, you have women who reform, conservative, they remarry without a get. And then all the children from the second marriage are mamzerim. So what do you and then the children become bali tshuva. Then they want to get married. So what do you tell them? They can't get married. They have to marry a mamzeris. Hard to find a mamzeris. Tell them they can marry a giyuris. So machlekes hatanoim, whether a it says in the Chumash, Lo Yova Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem. A Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jewish person. Lo Yova Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem, not allowed to marry Israelis. What about a Giyuris? So that's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef. We paskin Kahal Gerim Lo Yikri Kol. Mamzer is permitted to marry a Giyuris. It's not going to help. The children are still going to be Mamzer. Children are still going to be Mamzer. If one of the parents is a Mamzer, children are still going to be Mamzer. So Moshe Feinstein has a fantastic chiddush. According to him, let's say the mamzer will marry a giyuris, and they'll practice birth control all the time. And then when they're interested in having a baby, they'll have artificial insemination. So Rav Moshe says the child will not be a mamzer. The only time the child is a mamzer, if the mother is a mamzeris, so the mamzeris gives birth to a baby, the child's going to be a mamzer. But if the father's a mamzer, so Rav Moshe has a fantastic assumption that the child is only a mamzer if they're actually together. But if the woman became pregnant through artificial insemination from her husband who's a mamzer, then the child will not be a mamzer. It's a big chiddush. That's an eitzah. Some give that eitzah. that a mamzer should marry, if he's going to marry a mamzer, it's very hard. He's going to marry a mamzer. It's very hard to find the shidduch for a mamzer. He's so restricted. It's hard for everybody to find the shidduch. Mamzer has to marry either mamzeris or a giyoris. So if he marries a mamzeris, all the children are going to be mamzerim. There's no way out. But if he marries a giyoris, so then you have a coin to Reb Moshe. If every time they want to have a baby, they'll do it artificially. It's a very uncomfortable way to live.
Why not a regular woman? Why just a giyoris?
No, a mamzer is not allowed to marry a regular woman. There's an issa. Yeah, lo yava mamzer bekal Hashem. But he's allowed to marry a giyoris, but the end will be all the children will be mamzerim. So if every time he wants to have a child, they have artificial insemination, so Reb Moshe has a chiddush that the children won't be mamzerim. Wow. It's a big chiddush.
What do you do today with all the Balei Tshuva that may be the parent? How do they matter then?
So some recommend that eitzah. It's a very uncomfortable eitzah. It's big problems. There's a pasuk in Koheles where Shlaima Melech speaks about Dimas HaShukim. Nebuch, the people who are crying, and it's no fault of their own. They didn't do anything wrong, and they suffer in this world. So the Medrash says that refers to the Mamzerim. The Dimas HaShukim is the Mamzerim. The parents did something wrong, and the children suffer because the parents violated the Nisa Gili
Arayis. I think Rav Moshe used to look for ways to annul the marriage in the first place, that it wasn't a real chuppah or something like that.
A lot of times, if the first marriage didn't really need a get, so the children won't be mamzer. Okay, if you just need a get, l'chumra, so they won't be mamzer. But what do you do if the first marriage was done by an Orthodox rabbi? And then she remarried without a get, so you have problems. Then the Gemara comments on the next line in the Brisa. It says the din of soita even applies if the husband is a ger. Why not? Why should I think it shouldn't apply? So the answer is because it's a machlekes hatanaim. Bizman HaMikdash, Bizman HaBayis, there was a machlekes hatanaim. Half of the tanaim were of the opinion, the Gemara in Brachas quotes, half of the tanaim were of the opinion that the promise of the miracle was only made if the husband is a Yisrael. Here the Gemara says, Esh is ger, it's not Gemara Pshita. Of course the din applies if the husband is a ger. The Gemara says, no, Ma'o Detema, one might have said, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim. Whenever it says b'nei Yisrael, so it either comes to exclude the lo b'nos Yisrael, like in the beginning of Vayikra, it says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'mata, aleim odom yikem ki akru karben l'ashem. So the Gemara in the Sifra darshins, b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, that when you bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdosh, if a man brings the korban, you say this, v'samach yodav, you do smicha. If a woman brings a korban, there's no din of smicha. She's not allowed to do smicha. So there you darshin b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. And sometimes you darshin b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim. So ma'u detema, one might have thought over here, dabel b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim, and half of the Tanoim Taka do say like that. It's surprising that the Gemara in Saita doesn't quote it. Gemara Brachas quotes the machlokes HaTanoim. Kamash Malon, this Tosefta tells me that it's not so. That even if the husband is a ger, the din of Saita still applies. There's a shach on the first page in Yeridah, page Aleph Amid Aleph. Yeridah starts from Daf Aleph. So Daf Aleph Amid Aleph, the Nekudas HaKesef in the tiny letters, raises this issue. When the Chumash introduces a parsha, Darbel B'nei Sov Yamarta Aleyem, whatever, when do you darshan B'nei Sov Alo Gerim, and when do you not darshan? How do you know what the rule is? So the Shach says that the Tanaim had a feel. A lot of parshas start, my name is Matha, so I'm tzitzis. What Gerim are not Mechivin, tzitzis. So you say, B'nei Sov Alo B'nos Yisrael. What do you need, B'nei Sov Alo B'nos Yisrael? Tzitzis a mitzvah says the Shaz Man Grama. Nashma Pata, anyway. So what do you darshan over there? They'll be B'nei Sov Yamarta Aleyem. You can't be Mimayit Gerim. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. So that's what the Shach says. It's a problem. It says so many times the Chumash Darbel B'nai Yisrael.
It's the Doros too. It's the Doros too. I think by carbon Tommy, it's the Doros. Savas B'nai Yisrael. Ramat Alehem. I think it's the Doros they darshan.
You have to darshan something.
But
yeah.
As we said, from Matalehem, we have this always a rib.
Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Ve'eim ha'chanami, maybe Taka, the miracle was only promised if the husband is a Yisrael, if the husband is a ger, maybe takana. And for the Gemara, nein. V'amarta ribu yehu. Since the Abayim Nesov, v'amarta, v'amarta is a ribu, that even if the husband is a ger. The Gemara Brachas quotes a braisa, that Shmai v'Avtalion, with the Nosei in the Abbezdin, Bizman, years before the Churban Abayis, and they held, and they were, either they were themselves gerim, or they were descendants of gerim, it's unclear exactly what. Morris says in Yuma, when the Kohen Gadol was walking home after the Avodas Yom Kippurim, everybody was baglating the Kohen Gadol home. And then Shmai Bavtalian came out from where they were learning, and they were walking home. So everybody left the Kohen Gadol, and they were walking with Shmai Bavtalian. And then the Kohen Gadol said an insulting comment to them. He said, "The Gerim should go home in peace." Yesim b'neim amai l'shlom. He felt bad that everybody who was walking with the Kohen Gadol left them, and they walked with the Rabbanim. So from the Gemara would appear that either they themselves were Gerim, or they were descendants from Gerim. They're called Yesim b'neim amai l'shlom. So the Gemara says that they paskin like this Tosefta, that a ger, even though the husband is a ger, there is a din of Ashkos Hasaita. So there was one character who was there.
A
question who it was. So there was one character at the time. He said, of course they're going to say like that. They themselves be the Gerim or descendants of Gerim. So of course they're going to argue, they're going to darshan all up psukim in favor of the Gerim, that we shouldn't discriminate against the Gerim. So the Mishnah says that they put the guy in Cherim for saying that. You're not allowed to say such a thing. Years ago I remember when it would be Sukkot following Shnas HaShemitah. So the Yiddish newspaper, they used to have two advertisements on the same page, one next to the other. So Mizrahi had a big advertisement this year, as in every previous year. It's a mitzvah to buy a lulav and an esrog from Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that last year was Shemitah, there's nothing to worry about. And this was signed by the Mizrahi, and Rabbi Soloveitchik was the honorary president of the Mizrahi. Then they're having the same page, an ad from the the Satmar Rebbe, that in a normal year, it's a wonderful idea to buy from Eretz Yisrael, but because this year is Mitzvah Shemitah, so you're not allowed to buy because the farmers in Eretz Yisrael rely on the Het Mechira, which is not valid, so the Esther example, Het Rachila, you're not allowed to use it. So people would say, we could have said with our eyes closed, we could have guessed that. Rabbi Soloveitchik is from the Mizrahi, of course he's going to support buying the Esther from Eretz Yisrael, and the Satmar Rebbe is from the Neturikarta, he's against the Medina. Truth of the matter has absolutely nothing to do with whether you're pro-Medina or anti-Medina. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has an essay for the exact same cheshimah that Rabbi Soloveitchik has. He was not the honorary president of the Mizrahi. He had nothing to do with the Mizrahi. It's a lamda shishayla. One who says like that, that Rabbanim are just a bunch of politicians, and they just take a stand according to their political position. So that's the end of the Ganze Torah. That's the Chazon Ish writes in his Kuntres Emunah Bitochen, that's what we call Emunas Chachamim. Emunas Chacham doesn't mean we have blind faith in what the rabbis say. Any stupid things that the rabbis say, we follow. It doesn't mean that. Munas Chachamim means we assume that the rabbis give the honest to goodness opinion on halachic issue, not biased by political positions. They're not a bunch of politicians. They say what they think the din is. If they're both politicians, they shouldn't listen to either of them. Shouldn't listen to Rabbi Soloveitchik, shouldn't listen to the Satmar Rebbe. Neither. We assume neither was a politician. Each one was saying that political positions also. But when they're saying halacha, the halacha was halacha. I remember when I used to go to Bnei Akiva. So they used to say in Philadelphia, all the religious children before Bar Mitzvah, all the religious children, the only place to get together was Shema Adate and Bnei Akiva. So they used to say, Misha Mamin B'Kedushat Ha'aretz Vaday Yimtza Heta. As far as Shemitah, working the land, Shnas HaShemitah, so there were those who are for the Heta Mechiras, those who are against the Heta Mechiras. So they said, whoever believes in Kedushat Ha'aretz will certainly find the Heta. So many years later, when I grew up, I found out that it's just the opposite. The Heta Mechira is based on the assumption that there's no Kedusha Saritz, that the Kedusha Saritz is not their Isa. If the Kedusha Saritz is their Isa, then there's no Heta Mechira. Misha Ma'amin B'Kedusha Saritz, lo yimtza Heta. It's not the way they say. It's not a political issue. Every halacha has to be investigated. If you have a Shas HaTchakza, sometimes we're makel on issues that normally we would be machbarat. That also says in the Gemara, also says in every other page in Yeridaya. Shas HaTchak, perhaps in Merubah, a lot of times we would normally be machmer out of respect for a certain opinion that we really don't follow. And b'shas hatchak, if you revert back to the ikedin, not that the din changes b'shas hatchak. If it's shaloi b'shas hatchak, so then we're out of respect for the opinion that's not accepted, we'll observe a chumra a little bit. But there's a limit how far you go with being mechabed. If there's a Rashi sheet, a Rabbeinu Tam sheet that we don't paskin like, and so mechabed Rashi, so be choshish for that. So you throw out a piece of meat that's worth $5, but you throw out a piece of meat that's worth $100. Hepsid merubah, so you make it. Whatever the ikarad din is, you follow the ikarad din. We don't change the din, behepsid merubah. But b'shas hatchak, we're not mukhiv to go look for chumras. You follow the ikarad din.
Gair can be
Yeah, cannot be. The Mishnah in Hoiri says if the Bezna Gadol Paskin the Chel of his Mutter and everybody violated him, one of them was a Ger, so there's no din of Par Halam Dov Shalti because of Shaloi Kedin. So the Tosis Yontif asked that Kasha. Right, right. So the Tosis Yontif there on Pirkei Avos asked that Kasha. Shmai Rav Talin Kib Lemehem. And the Rambam and Rashi and Shmai Rav Talin with themselves were Gerim. He quotes the Maharal Miprag, who was before him. Maharal Miprag has a commentary on Pirkei Avos. So the Tosis Yontif quotes, how can it be that Shmai Rav Talin were Gerim? How could they be appointed to members of the Sanhedrin? It can't be. So he thinks that the correct pshat is that they were descendants from Gerim. They themselves were not Gerim. That's Rav Soloveitchik had an answer that a lot of people say over his name. They printed in his name, but they don't say it over fully, the whole story. They say over half a story, so they ruin the whole thing. He said that Bezna Gadol is the Koilel of Klal Yisrael. A Ger is not allowed to be a member of a Bezn because it's Srora on the non-Ger. So a Ger should be a member of a Bezn of Shlosha to Paskan a Din Torah on Yisrael. So that's a violation of Srora. Our Ger should be a member of the Bezna of 23 to give an Einish Misa to a Yisrael, to a non-Ger, that's a Srora. But to be a member of the Bezna Gadol, so he said, Bezna Gadol is a Koilel of Klal Yisrael, so you take the best learners. But that's only half an answer, because the Mishnah says Beferish in Hoirius. If one of the members of the Bezna Gadol is a Ger and they gave a Psak, so the whole Psak is not valid, all Bezna Gadol was possible. So you have to add on a little bit to this. Bezna Gadol has two roles. The main role of the Bezna Gadol was to sit and to learn and to preserve the Masor of the Torah Shebaal Peh and transmit the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's how the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrin. Bezna Gadol are the Ike Torah Shebaal Peh, Amudei HaHoirah, they transmit the Torah. So that aspect of the Bezna Gadol, that if he's a Ger, that's not a Sarara, he's not balabatering over anybody. But when they want to issue a Psak, want to issue a Psak that's binding on all Klal Yisrael, then he has to step down, and the Gerg may not be. That's an often a Mishnah in Hoiris. People just say, you have a half of the Vart of Rabbi Soloveitchik, so it's against the Mishnah. He didn't say against the Mishnah. He said there are two dinim of Bezna Gadol. When the Bezna Gadol has to be done somebody, or the Bezna Gadol has to issue a psak, that'll be binding on everyone, then the Ger has to step down. Kiddush HaChodesh. Is that called Srara? Could be it's also Srara. I don't know. Could be it's also Srara. It's not get to everybody. I don't know. That's a good shayla. Then the Brisa says also.
Rabbi, could a Zokat Mamre be a gear?
The Rambam writes that a Zokat Mamre is only if the person has smicha and he passing against Bezna Gadol, and the person who's passing against himself is a member of a Bezna Chav Gimel. So that a Ger can never be appointed a member of a Bezna Chav Gimel, even to be done other Ger. The Gemara says that a Ger done Chaveir HaGer, so Tosis said that's indeed imominous. But indeed in the Foshes, he can't be part of a member, he can't be a member of a Bezna Chav Gimel. That per se is already a Svara. To appoint a Ger is already a Svara. In Yeshiva, they give, once in a while, there's a student who's a Ger and they learn for Smicha. So many years ago, Rabbi Chalap asked Rabbi Soloveitchik that are they permitted to give smicha to a ger? So he said that in Taisus calls Rabbeinu Avraham Hager. It was a Bala Taisus. So he says, you see from Taisus that he seems to have had smicha. They gave smicha to a ger. Smicha per se, it means a degree.
It's
you
an
finish.
Academic distinction.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that he became a rabbi.
But then the question is, can he serve as a rabbi in a community? So if he's going to be a rabbi in a community of gerim, okay, so a ger can be have a position of svara over other gerim, but can he be a rabbi in a regular community? So the pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that not? That's why we say that a woman cannot serve as a rabbi, because functioning as a rabbi in a community, or even an assistant rabbi, is considered a svara over the community. The Rama writes in the first sif in Yerideya, Simen Aleph Sif Aleph, it says you cannot appoint a woman as the town shochet. So the Ramah on the bottom of the Torah writes, a woman to shecht her own chicken, her own behemah, she can do that. But to be the official shochetet of the city, that's not proper. So what's the difference? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, because in Europe, the shochet was like the assistant rabbi. The shochet knew Yerideya. So whenever the rabbi was on vacation, so the balabatim would ask the shailas of the shochet. So he said that that's why it's not proper to have a woman. A woman is muteris lishchet, if she knows how to shecht, she can shecht. But she shouldn't be appointed as the official shochet of the city, because that's like assistant rabbi. So assistant rabbi is a violation of Sror. There are those who don't agree, but that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. They shouldn't quote the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, that everything, let him say whatever they want, but don't say in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik. This is printed. They printed Rabbi Soloveitchik Shurman Yeredeh. That's on the first page. That wasn't the first thing he said in the shir, but the young man who wrote it up like that. He wrote it up sif by sif. So he wrote it up as if that was the first shir on Yeredeh.
What is the
Its pasuk says, Soim tosim alecha melech mikerav achecha tosim alecha melech. So mikerav achecha means mimuvcha shebachecha. And soim tosim means kol mesim is b'mashma, not only melech, any position. So the Gemara says you cannot appoint a ger as the head of the Vasatrega's union, the porter's union, or the janitor's union. If the ger is going to be the head of the president of the union and the others are non-gerim, that's kol mesimus. So the Rambam holds that not only is the iser of kol mesimus applicable to ger, it even applies sometimes to melech 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 veloy malko. That's a sifrei on that pasuk. So Gemara also in Brachas that you can't appoint a woman to a position of Sarara over men. So the Rambam understands that just like by Ger, the din is kol mesimus, same tosim as a rebut, any position of Sarara, so women also any position of Sarara. That's Rav Soloveitchik thought, that it's not permissible to have a woman rabbi, to have a woman president of a shul. He told one of the Rabbanim he should resign from his shul. There was a machlekes in the community where they should appoint a woman as the president. And the rabbi consulted Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Soloveitchik said, you're not allowed to. And then they appointed the woman as the president. So Rav Soloveitchik told the rabbi he should resign. Then he went into business. The rabbi left. He was a nice rabbi. He went into business. He gives a lot of tzedakah now.
But, didn't you say today that being president might not be Sarara, but rather she's working on behalf of everybody else?
Different kinds of presidencies. Right, Nora Smith used to be the president of AOJS. So she never had any, she never balabatavita, she was a single woman. She never did anything as balabas. She just did all the work. She raised all the money, she sent out all the letters, and she stuffed all the letters, she wrote it, she did all the work. She was like the secretary. So if the whole presidency is expressed in the fact that you do all the work, so then it's not a svara. But usually the president of the shul has the right to make decisions where there's less than $1,000 involved without consulting the members of the board. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's considered a position of svara. Rav Moshe disagreed with Rav Soloveitchik. He said we shouldn't paskel like that Rambam. He thought that same tosim applies kol mesimus. The Gemara only says it by ger. Gemara never said it by women. So he thought that melech v'lo malka is only by melech. And anything other than that, you can't have a woman. So according to Rav Moshe, you can have a woman rabbi, you can have a woman president of the shul. So when they appointed Golda Meir as the Rosh HaMemshalah, so he attacked Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's your fault. So Rav Moshe wrote an answer, and he printed the Igros Moshe. He should have thrown it in the garbage. He was such an idler. So he wrote, no, they never asked me. They didn't look in my shaila. They don't ask me any shailas, as if they asked Rav Moshe. But you can appoint when they asked Rav Soloveitchik said, you're not allowed to appoint a woman. So they asked him, how can it be Golda Meir? So he said, and Ben-Gurion was muta. So Ben-Gurion was an apikiris. A lot of point on apikiris. They didn't ask us. They didn't ask us. Not a Ben-Gurion, not a Golda Meir. So now, the Gemara already finished quoting all the captions from the Brisa. Now they're going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, on Chavdal and Amin Aleph, that a Nashis Kayin also has the same din. By the tiny letter Zion in the Mishnah, about 15 lines in. Eshes Kayin Shaisu Materis Lebaila. If the husband is a Kayin, so the din of Maim Hamarim applies even in such a case. Why should it not apply? What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara, Eshes Kayin Shaisu Pshita. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Mao de Tema, one might have thought, in the Parsha of Soita, it says that the husband is Chayshid, his wife is Nus. And it's not true. The Hiloinis Pasa, if she was Mizana without being Nensa, then she's Asura. Honis Pasa, if she was Nensa, if she was raped, Muteris. But that's only if she's married to a non Kohen. But if she's married to a Kohen, even if Deisha's Kohen is Nensa, she's also Asura Baila. So since that line appears in the middle of the whole Parsha of Soita, one might have argued the point and said, An Eishes Kohen is a different story. The Chumash is not talking about an Eishes Kohen. Maybe the Maimamorim, if she survives the ordeal of the Maimamorim, it just proves she wasn't Mizana Beratzen, but it doesn't prove she wasn't Ensa, so maybe the whole Hashkos HaSaita doesn't prove anything. Ema Loitish, that one might have thought that it doesn't help, she's going to drink Maimamorim. So it says Kamashmalon. Kamashmalon. Then the Mishnah continues, Eishes Kohen is Shoisa, and if she drinks the Maimamorim, Mutaris Labailam. Does the Chalam Alazoi? Whenever the woman drinks the Maimamorim, she survives, so she's Mutaris Labailam. So the Gemara says, Pshita. That's the whole. He says she drinks the Maimamorim. Means that she's Mutaris Labailam. What's the Chiddush? Amar Rav Huna, no. The Chiddush is, even though she's very sick, after she drinks the Maimamorim, she's half dead, she's still Mutaris Labailam. Frey Gemara, no. That's the whole purpose of the Maimamorim. If she starts getting sick, then she's asura labayla. Amravuna be misnavna. We're talking about a case she gets sick. Fegma misnavna. If she's getting sick, hovat kua maya. If she starts getting sick, then it's a simon that she's guilty. There's no reason why she should get sick. And for the Gemara, we're talking about a case misnavna derech evorim. The Chumash says v'tzavsa bitna v'nafla yerecha. The miracle is going to occur in that order. The beten is going to start swelling. The hips are going to start falling. What happens? She drinks the Maimamorim and she has terrible headaches. Her ears hurt. Her head hurts. Her eyes hurt. Everything else hurts. But not the way it says in the Chumash. In the Chumash it says, so that's what the Mishnah tells us. Eishes Kohen drinks the Maimamorim, and if she drinks and she gets sick in another part of the body, not bitna, not yerecha, she's still materis. What's the chiddush? Ma'udetem, or one might have mistakenly thought, Zanoi, Zanoi, the woman probably was nensa, v'hodolobot kuamaya ki urche, how come she didn't get sick in the stomach and in the hips? Mishum deboine Zanoi, because she was nensa. So maybe when the Torah says, v'tzav sabitum, enough l'yerecha, that's if she was mezana beratzen. But she's an eshes koyin, and nensa is also asur. V'lo gabi koyin, asira, and she has splitting headaches, or she can't hear, or she can't see, whatever. Something else happens. I would have thought an Eishes Kohen is Asura. Kamashma and the Mishnah, no. Whether Eishes Kohen or Eishes Levi, Eishes Yisrael, if she gets sick in any other part of the body, is Hetagom. Muteris Labailo. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll continue. Next week we'll talk a little bit Pesach, and then after Pesach we'll continue. In Parshas Tzav, we have the Din. Kol hanegeh b'psora yigdosh. You have kochi kochim can only be eaten yom v'layla ad chatzos, kochi kochim lasei chatos and oshem. Can only be eaten by zichri kuna, so they have to eat it yom v'layla ad chatzos. Kochim kalim can be eaten shnei yomim v'layla echad. So let's say you broil one next to the other in the same broiler. You broil a chatos and a shlomim. So the din is hanegeh b'psora, the shlomim gets a blia from the Besar HaChatos, Yigdosh, Lios Kamaya, as the same din of the Chatos. Until the Shlomim is normally eaten to Yisraelim, and you can eat it in Yerushalayim, you can eat it Shnei Yamim V'lai Lechot, but now that it has a blia from the Chatos, because they broiled one next to the other, Yigdosh, Lios Kamaya, Shemsula Tiposil, Vim Ksheri Teyachol Kachayim Shebo. You have to eat it like a Chatos, only Kohanim can eat it. Can only eat it yom v'layli, can only eat it in the azar, because it has a bliya from the chatos. And if the chatos was somehow pigal, noisa, tommy or something, and it touches the other one, and it gives a bliya, so yigdash lios kamoy. The Gemara learns that from this pasuk. This is one of the makaris for the din of tam ki iker. When you eat the piece of the shlomim, so the roiv of the shlomim is shlomim. It's only a little bliya, a little tam came from the chatos, from the pasul chatos, from the kosher chatos. And despite the fact that you have roiv shlomim and a miyut b'liyah from the chatos, that's the halacha of tam kiker. This is one of the sources of tam kiker. The Gemara says maybe tam kiker is only by kochim. How do you know to learn out chulam mikochim la'yalfinon? So you need additional psukim. But this is one of the sources. So the Chachmei Amusa point out there's another din in Chumash. If you have a shlomim or a carbon touches a dovetamei, it becomes nitma, and you're not allowed to eat it. So when a korban tohar touches a dovetame, you don't need a bliya. It just touches it superficially when it's cold. doesn't have to be hot, and doesn't have to be balef. Just touches superficially, the tumor will be transmitted. If you're talking over here, hanageb if sara yigdosh, that it gets the kedusha of the chatos, can only be eaten by zichri kuna, can only be eaten in the azara, can only be eaten yom alayla ad chatzais. That's only achiyiv lebifsara, not just superficial maga, has to be balea intrinsically. So the Chacham and Musa point out, when you have a dover tomei touches a dover tohar, when you have a religious person has a maga masa with a non-observant person, so which way is the hashpoah going to be? By just touching superficially, so the kedusha from the religious person is going to be transmitted to the non-observant person? Or do you say no, the tumah from the non-observant person is going to be rubbing off on the religious person? Which way does it go? So you see, if you want kedusha to be transmitted, you have to have a blief. Just have a superficial maga masa, you're not going to succeed in transmitting kedusha. The kedusha is only if you have a tam kiker, and tuma unfortunately is transmitted by just having a superficial maga masa. And some interpret that's the shaila in Chagai Hanovi. Chagas Chai Malachi were the three prophets that came back in the beginning of the Bayi Sheni. Rabbanu Shlomo was angry at Bnei Yisrael because the Ruba of Bnei Yisrael didn't want to go back after Golus Bavel. So he told them he's not going to send any more Nevi'im. That's going to be the punishment. No more Nevi'im till Eliyahu Hanovi, who's going to come the day before Melech HaMashiach. That's how Malachi signs off. Chagas Chai Malachi were the last three Nevi'im. So Marcel said, why did he send the three Nevi'im? Mar said, because he can't build a Beis HaMikdash if you don't have authorization from a Navi. So each one of the three, Chagas Chai Malachi, gave a Nevuah about a specific detail of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the last of the three was Malachi. And he signs off at the end of his Nevuah, the last Pasuk, Zichu Teres Moshe Avdi, better keep the mitzvahs. Baruch Shalom said he's not going to send any more Nevi'im until the next Navi is going to be Eliyahu. Navi is going to announce Beis HaMashiach. So in Nevuah's Chagai, the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Psochim has a whole sugya. Rab Chanina's Gan HaKoyim about Tumah V'Tara by Korbanos. So the Gemara quotes the psukim. Chagai Hanovi was asking the people, he was asking the Kohanim, what are the dinim? Because they want to build a Beis HaMikdash, they want to bring Korbanos. They had to test them to see if they know the dinim. So they said, what's the din? If a person has Kochim that has Kedusha and it has Chulin and the two touch, does the Chulin become Kodesh? Or does the Kodesh become Chulin? If you have a Tomei and a Tohar, does the Tohar become Tomei, or does the Tomei become Tohar? So the Navi is emphasizing this. When you have a Tomei touches a Tohar, the Tumah will be transmitted with a superficial Maga. And what he's implying is, when you just have a superficial connection with people who are not observant, the influence is going to be the wrong direction. The observant person is going to lose. But if you have a Hashpoah, Avshi Achiyivla Bifsara, the Kedusha can be transmitted to the one who's not observant if it's going to be with a bliyah. That's how the Chazal darshan on the Pasuk. And again, bivisara yigdash, bivisara achayivla bivisara. You have to have a bliyah. No, we have to try all to have a hashpah and everybody else. Correct. It's not Matami Yechlin, but in Kochim and Pasel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pasel,
it doesn't have to follow stomach, but it has the salt.